July 3, 1902. Winning souls, the chief aim. Ellen G. White. Wherever a church is established, all the members should engage actively in missionary work. They should visit every family in the neighborhood and know their spiritual condition. If every church member had sought to enlighten others, thousands upon thousands would today be standing with God's commandment-keeping people. We are not to feel that the work of the gospel depends principally upon the minister. To every man, God has given a work to do in connection with his kingdom. Everyone who names the name of Christ is to be an earnest, disinterested worker. Every soul should take an active part in advancing the cause of God. Whatever our calling, as Christians, we have a work to do in making Christ known to the world. We are to be missionaries, having for our chief aim the winning of souls to Christ. To His church, God has committed the work of diffusing light and bearing the message of His love. Our work is not to condemn, not to denounce, but to draw with Christ, beseeching men to be reconciled to God. It is evident that all the sermons that have been preached have not developed a large class of self-denying workers. The churches are withering up because they have failed to use their talents in diffusing light. Many are rusting from inaction because they do not know how to set themselves at work in missionary lines. Do not pass by the little things and look for a large work. Take hold wherever you see there is work to be done. It will be by doing with your might what your hands find to do that you will develop talents and aptitude for a larger work. There are ways in which all may do personal service for God. Angels are saying to every true saint, "There is work for you to do. Go, stand and speak to the people all the words of this life." Acts 5, verse 20. Let none feel that because they are uneducated, they cannot take part in the Lord's work. God has a work for you to do. Let not the youth be ignored. Let them share in the labor and responsibility. Let ministers put to use all their ingenuity in devising plans whereby the young members of the church may be led to cooperate with them in missionary work. Let those who have charge of the flock of Christ awake to their duty and set many souls to work. Scarcely a thousandth part of the work is being done that ought to be done in missionary fields. We should now feel the responsibility of laboring with intense earnestness to impart to others the truths that God has given for this time. We cannot be too much in earnest. If there ever was a crisis, it is now.